It's raining. An hour ago, it was snowing. It's beautiful. It's April. And I just don't think this is really going to stick around long. In fact, I'm pretty sure this snow is going to go really quickly, like within the next few hours for sure. So I am originally from California, and I just think snow is just a magical wonderland. And I saw it this morning like a little kid on Christmas morning. Like, it's snowing! Let's go outside! So we go outside, and I want to do my Thursday Thunder and welcome you to Thursday and the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I'm here every week on Thursday, rain, shine, or snow. And in fact, it's really becoming rain now. But, you know, how can we hold on to that that last straw? So if this is the last snow of the year, how do we enjoy it? Well, I get out in the middle of it and I experience it. I do it, which is exactly what I'm doing now. I'm out here. The snow is actually, it's turned to rain, but I can still see the snow a little bit. It was kind of a really big surprise from yesterday because it wasn't supposed to stick, and it is, and it's just beautiful. So how can we grasp those moments that we want to hold on to? And yet, I'm not that, the other 364 days of the year, I wish it were snowing. Of course not. But when it is something, how can we then do it and just pounce on it? And related to this thought is, I have now lived outside of the States for this round almost 5 years. And I have lived in many countries all over the world. I've lived outside of the States for, I think it's going on 11, 12 years total. It's in France and Germany and Holland for now many years. And sure, I visit back in California. I visit family and friends and we hang out. But when you have limited time together, what is it that you can do to build your relationship? And for me, it's become events. And in fact, this is one of the reasons behind Bali 2022. Sure, I want to have an educational event and learn stuff. But what I really want to do is experience things together with others in a fixed period of time. We're back to Tri Taito from a few weeks ago, Thursday Thunder. If you look it up, TRITITO, trigger time together. So that's what I see Bali 2022 as. It is a fixed period of time in a location. We're going to be together, humans interacting, that thing, and experiencing something. So not just let's just hang out and have fun. No, we are going to have actions and then reactions. So until that time, I'm hosting summits every month on the 17th, live or pre-recorded online virtual summits. But also what I'm doing right now is the Worst Book Ever Challenge. And I was thinking about this recently that you, dear Thursday Thunder viewer and Repossible Podcast listener, how can we then interact more? Short of you hiring me as a coach or a consultant, what can we do that's fun together, yet we're getting something done? So fun, yay, we can go to the beach and go surfing together. That's super cool if you happen to be in the Netherlands. Or if I'm in California and we can hang out and do something together. That's great. But I'm much more of the type who wants to not only accomplish something, but then accomplish it together in a fixed time period. And so right now for me, that is Worst Book Ever and the Worst Book Ever Challenge. The Worst Book Ever 10-day challenge. It was 7, now it's 10, it's kind of 14. 10-day challenge. We're doing it from May 1st to May 10th this year, 2021. I would like to invite you to join us as a Thursday Thunder viewer, as a Repossible Podcast listener, or just maybe we're friends. Maybe you're watching this and we've known each other for a long time. And you've been watching my Thursday Thunder videos or listening to my Repossible Podcast. And we haven't hung out in a while. Maybe we haven't hung out in decades. Maybe we barely know each other. But you read some of my work, or maybe I've read some of yours, or taken a course of yours, or we just know each other through via. But what if we were to do a project together? What if you were to come in and take that challenge and write your worst book ever in 10 days? Now, one note on that is that people have said, Bradley, are you building authors? I said, no, I'm building experiences. I'm building memories. Remember that time when I wrote my worst book ever? Oh, man, was that bad. Oh, look at the cover. It's terrible. That was fun. That's the kind of stuff I'm building. I'm building experiences and building them together. And the fixed time frame, because if I said, hey, Samantha, my favorite fake name, hey, Samantha, why don't you go do this thing? You can start whenever you want. You can end whenever you're done and let me know. I mean, that's not going to work. What about, let's follow my tried and true methodology. Let's do it together from May 1st to the 10th. We're going to have a book done. You're going to have a book done, by the way. It will be done. And you're going to say, oh, it might be terrible. No. I can guarantee it will be terrible. That's the joke. Can you feel that lightness? Can you feel that weight off the shoulders of that pressure, of that societal druk? That's word, druk. It's like pressure. That, oh, it has to be great. Oh, it has to be perfect. Oh, it has to be serious. Oh, I have to win literary awards. No, we're talking about a really short book, which might be a fictional story about last Thanksgiving at Grandma Genevieve's. Or it's maybe some business idea that you have that you think, oh, that's kind of crazy, but yeah, I should probably do some more research on that. I should probably study more and interview 12 more people. What if you just got it out there? What if you just made some like wacky attempt at doing this crazy thing? Because what I'm really doing is breaking through. We're breaking through barriers. We're breaking through limited beliefs of imposter syndrome. Who am I to do this? Who am I to write a book, right? And that's when also I talk a lot about the definition of a book. If you look at an ebook, you can't tell how thick it is, right? Is this a 2-page ebook or a 200-page ebook? You can't tell. You can't put it on its side and see how thick the spine is. So that's where, also because very early on in the challenge, I talk about this, about how we're writing, it's a very short book. I don't want these things more than 20, 50, you know, 50 pages, right? Max. I want, you know, 10, 20, whatever. We want to get it done. It's one idea. We're getting it done and we're going to be doing it in 10 days. And it's going to be bad because that's where the joke, the killer app is getting this thing done. And then you have this sense of accomplishment. And then you and I also did it together. And that's fun. Hey, Bradley, remember when I wrote that book on, you know, the Perfectionist Guide to Perfectionism with the mistakes on the front? That was last time. That's it. Look at that. The rain is even softening. The snow's going away. Time is running out. Bye now. Okay. No, but it is really May 1st of them. So I am inviting you as a Thursday Thunder viewer, as a podcast listener, maybe we know each other. Come join us. Have fun. Oh, you can go to worst.repossible.com. No www. worst.repossible.com. And the coupon code Thunder should be embedded in that. And if not, use coupon code Thunder at the end and you'll get a 25% discount. So here's my invitation. If we haven't seen each other for a while, maybe we barely know each other, want to hang out, let's hang out in May. Let's write a book together. And remember, we're creating experiences. We're creating memories. Something where you look back and you say, remember that at the end of Corona? And hello, end of Corona. Can we end this thing, please? End of Corona. When I wrote that book, man, that was fun. Oh, it was bad. And that then triggered, oh, what did it trigger? I don't know. You tell me. But it's not going to have a reaction unless there's an action. Did you notice the same letters in the words react and create? What are you going to do? Let's create something from May 1st to 10th. Join me. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. I'm here every Thursday. Rain, shine, or melting snow. I'm going to be enjoying it somehow. So I will see you next week. And I'll hopefully see you in May in the Worst Book Ever Challenge. Bye-bye.